Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is a moment in life where I consider it my duty to my 13-year-old daughter that I am to prepare her as a father for being sprung on the world. And it's not my job to micromanage her life from that point going forward. It's going to be my job to prepare her for life and then spring her loose. I've already told her, her mom and I have already told her, and she understands it, that when it's time for college, it's her bill. Now, mom and dad will pay your room and board. Mom and dad will pay all your expenses. If you want to go to a college out of town, mom and dad will cover your travel expenses back and forth. Mom and dad will cover all your room and board. We'll clothe you. We'll feed you. We'll do everything. But the tuition bill is yours. And I got buddies of mine who just hate that. They're just like obsessed with it. They can't stand it. That's what we've set the expectation. We've told her because your mom and dad did it. And we both know that it can be done. And she's pretty smart, so she knows she can do it too. But my idea is that I'm going to raise my daughter, and then I'm not going to have to worry about micromanaging her life. Then we've got guys like LeVar Ball, who feel an absolute need to somehow steal the stage that their son created for himself. I'm trying to think of what I have a feeling, if I was to guess, my daughter is going to want to be the next Megyn Kelly, the next Today Show host, Good Morning America, you know, something like that. She won't be the next Robin Roberts, something along those lines. I have a feeling that's what she might do. Maybe she'll be an actress, singer. She loves that kind of stuff. But the one thing that you're not going to see is her dad talking to the media about her, like pushing her career, whatever she's trying to do. She's going to do it on her own. She's going to do it. Now, if she needs an introduction here or there, if she's in the media business, it's one thing. LeVar Ball has made it his point to make himself front and center. He is Chris Kardashian. He is taking the Kardashian business model, and he's trying to use it. And honestly, it is the highest level of jackassery that I've ever seen. And more importantly, I don't understand why so many media outlets keep giving him the forum. I know it's going to get us ratings. Tiki and Tierney did it the other day. It's going to get you an audience. It's going to get you mentioned. And I guess that's what the bottom line is. But this is such a... To me, it's an abomination on what Lonzo Ball is going to try to do in building a career. And that Lonzo is going to... By the way, the basketball player that has the actual accomplishments, not LeVar. We've already seen that LeVar Ball's game wasn't ready for prime time. Honestly, folks, wasn't ready for the D-League of the NBA. His game wasn't there. But he is not going to let his son, who earned the stage, he's not going to let him have it by himself. And it's constantly son having to answer questions about the father. I heard Pete Mundo talking about it earlier. I'm not even going to get in to the absolute nonsense of LeVar Ball saying something that a white man could never say. I'll skip LeVar Ball being a absolute mental midget, saying that you can't win a championship with three white guys on the court. And folks, if you live in the world of double standards, and you have your head in the sand. If a white man said that, if a white guy, a son, his son's the star quarterback, and he said, and I heard the example earlier, is that there are, you can't win with three black players in the offensive line. Can't win with three black offensive linemen. Just can't. There would be outrage. There would be calls for removal. There would be calls for, I mean, it would be 24-hour news cycle. LeVar Ball says whatever he wants, and it's the next outrageous thing to come out of his mouth. When are we going to stop rewarding stupid? So I ask, can we put LeVar Ball to bed? And can we start hopefully being able to celebrate what Lonzo Ball brings to the table? And there are going to be media outlets that are going to realize, stop giving him his 15 minutes of fame. Because you know what LeVar Ball did? He didn't earn it. He had his opportunity for fame. He had his opportunity for fortune. And the bottom line is, he ain't good enough. Never was, never will be. Let his son have the spotlight. And the more we all, and I'm criticizing our own network here too, the more we all feed into his nonsense and feed into his bloodthirst for, look at me, make me the center of attention. It's about me. Can I say something outrageous today? What am I going to say next? You're never going to know because I'm going to be crazy. Put a microphone on me. I'm just going to be crazy. You're an embarrassment as a father. It's an embarrassment. Your son earned the stage. Your son has earned this moment. Get the hell out of the way. Get out of the way. You are an embarrassment. That's not what a father does. And no matter how many times you have to hear Lonzo come out and defend his dad, because he loves his dad, and I'm sure he loves his father, and I'm sure his father's a loving man to him. They have a good relationship. That's awesome. Get out of the way. This is his time. This is his moment. This is his stage. LeVar Ball didn't earn any of it. Get out of the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.